conclusion of Mamad Har Sinai, that not in Parashat Yitro, but in end of Parashat Mishpatim, it says Na'aseh V'Nishma. So now at the moment that Am Yisrael stood by Mamad Har Sinai, it says Vayichan Ha'am Neged Ha'am. It doesn't say Vayichanu, it says Vayichan. So why does it say Vayichan? They camped as a singular. What does it mean? That they were all
united,
just like one person. So what happened that they all became united at that moment? What happened?
They said that they said it into their ears one by one.
No, the question is, what happened on that moment, the historical moment in the creation, life, history, that the 5 million people, they became all one. What happened?
They got the Torah.
No, it's before it. Before they received the Torah.
I think they saw the whole thing and they realized what it was.
No, it says that Am Yisrael b'chodesh shelishi they came to Midbar. Ve'isum yerefidim, they came to Midbar. Ve'ichan ha'am neged ha'ar. This is before Matan Torah. What happened? When people, let's say they want to buy a car, how do they compare it, to buy a good car?
They see what the components are in the car, and they compare it to another
Like,
car.
What's important, to buy a car?
The engine.
Okay. Gas mileage?
Gas mileage.
Dashboard? Seats?
Yeah.
Is it unconditional or it depends?
Depends.
Let's say if somebody wants to go on a date, does he care about the gas mileage?
No.
No. Then you rent the most expensive car, right?
Rent it?
Lease it? It's only once or twice. That's it. So it's conditional. So you compare it as far as what at that moment it fits you, right? So now, at the time that they stood at Mamad Har Sinai, what did they see? What did they see?
The word of Hashem. Saw the sound.
One more time. Hashem is later.
Okay.
They just saw a mountain.
Mountain, good.
They saw the cloud and the fire in there. That Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's later.
That's later.
They saw the mountain. Hasagwa. Okay, so what's so special about this mountain?
Shorter than the rest.
Short. Very nice. Okay.
Was the smallest of all.
Okay.
It's very humble.
Okay.
The lowest in the
earth. They were not surprised, shocked.
Sure, they were expecting a much taller mountain.
Everest.
Sorry?
Mountain
of Everest.
Yeah, they're expecting something really, really high.
Yeah.
They're going to be giving the Torah.
Har Tabor. Yeah. Gavnunim, as we say. So now, unbelievable message here that at the time that Am Yisrael is stood by Har Sinai, you see, what is this? Where did this come from? Hashem is going to give the Torah on this? How could it be such a thing? So they realize that's what Hashem likes.
Short ones?
Short ones. Not only physicality. Yeah. Short in their attitude, to be humble. So then the mountain actually made them united. The mountain made them united. That's why he says, Vayechan ha'am neged ha'ha. What's it neged ha'ha? That means they learn from this mountain. As we say in Pirah Avot, in the beginning of the Pirah Avot, says, Qibel Moshe. Qibel Moshe Torah. Misinai or Al Sinai? Misinai. What's it Misinai? Or Besinai? Moshe Qibel Torah Besinai, no? So how come it says Misinai? Misinai doesn't make sense. No. At the location, he should say Moshe Qibel Torah Besinai. At the Har Sinai. So here is the same message, that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was able to receive the Torah. Why? Because he learned from Sinai. Mi Sinai. The same way Am Israel, they were able to be united. How? They learned from
Sinai.
Why? What did Har Sinai do?
Humble.
What did he do?
He said, I'm nothing. I'm the smallest.
No, you didn't say that.
But God did nothing.
He just kept quiet. Just there.
No. All the is that all the mountains start dancing.
Jumping.
Me, give it to me. So he stayed aside. He didn't move around. He didn't brag. So then Ribono Shel Olam picked him. Why? Because he felt he is not. He's not deserving. He's not suitable. So he was the one that was picked. So when he says that Am Yisrael Vayechanam Neged Ha'har, so that means they realize that's what the will of Hashem is all about. Those that they stay aside and they don't brag. There's a very interesting story about a worker came to the work. 6 a.m. The second worker walked into work at 6:02 a.m. So now when the second worker walks in, the first worker, how does he look at it?
His name.
I was here before you. 2 minutes. The boss in the office, in the monitor, sees. He says, hey, he's what you bragging because you were here 2 minutes early? But that's how it is. Because you like to brag. But you were here 2 minutes earlier than him. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know. But the one up there, the boss, he knows. But you say, no, let me brag. Let me put them down. Say, you're late. You're late. And that's how it is. At the Ma'amad Har Sinai, they were merited to hear Hashem. Why? Because they realize this is the ultimate. If you be able to realize there's nothing to brag about, you have nothing to be, have gavan. Why? Because the more you become selfish, so that means you forget what your task is in Olam, what you need to do. Now you're 2 minutes early, but actually you're supposed to be here an hour ago. But if somebody is later than you, you feel better than him. But that's not how it works. And that's what the task that we have. That Chas v'Shalom, we would not brag to somebody else because I'm better than you. Because the task here is to bring such a harmony, such a unity, among Am Yisrael. That's what the Haman HaRasha made a gezeran Am Yisrael. He went to Ahasuerus, and what did he say? Hine yeshlo am meforad mefozar. They scattered, they're not united, they have nothing to do one another. They they brag about whatever that they feel they do better than other people. That's what they made the Gezera. Why? Because he found the right place. Why? Because I'm Israel, they were disconnected. They had machloket about among one another. And that's what we have to metaken. This Chodesh, actually we have to bring the harmony, we have to bring the unity, the achdut, and ahavat chinam v'zad Hashem Am Yisrael. V'zad Hashem Yizkeh v'yeh Chodesh, Mani Yeshuot, V'sorot Tovot. Amen.